I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. We've been talking about how kids come to terms with race and how that understanding shapes their lives. We're back with Yolanda Moses. She is Vice Provost for Diversity and Conflict Resolution and Professor of Anthropology at the University of California at Riverside. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So you're on the advisory board of a project called Race, Are We So Different?
Yes.
So what's the goal of that? How does it work?
Well, the goal of this project is to raise a level of conversation in this country about what race is and what race isn't. And we're doing this through a museum exhibit, a public website, and the development of educational materials for both teachers and families to talk about race. And all of this information is free to the public, and we hope to get people to understand that race is a concept that is not biological, but it's cultural.
So that in and of itself, we mentioned that earlier in the show, but I'm sure we're going to get letters. People, you know, get into the is this just biological versus is this cultural versus is this hybrid? Why do you say it's cultural?
Well, it's cultural because it is not a reality in the natural world. There's no such thing as humans. Humans cannot be divided into races because we are one species. So it's not a biological fact. But these hierarchies, social hierarchies, have been constructed that are highly racialized so that we have an artificial kind of social and cultural construction of what race is and who is raced and who is at the top of the race heap and who's at the bottom of the race heap. And as a result of that, we also have racism and racist institutions that are embedded in our everyday life. And so we unlock those as well.
Do you think it's confusing to kids to say, okay, this is a construct and we invented it as human beings, and then also go into the history of racism and discrimination? Do you think that they get that?
Yes, I do think they get that. And as the result, the reason I know that is because this exhibit has been traveling. We're on the sixth city right now, and the exhibit has a five-year run around the museums around the country. And young people are so engaged in the interactive toys and the interactive features of the exhibit that we know they're engaged and we know they're curious and they're asking questions. So I think we do them a disservice if we think they can't grasp those ideas. We have to do it at a level that they can understand, but yes, they can.
Do you ever get parents who say, well, I don't really like the way you're approaching this. I don't believe that the way you're approaching this is the best way for my child, even if they brought their kids or they've had their kids kind of come on a field trip?
We've had very few people who have said that. We have people who have left suggestions of how we can do things better, which we really want. But the focus groups that we conducted with parents before, as we were putting this exhibit together at school sites around the country, it was very clear they were hungry for us to do something that would allow them to help explain to their children why people look different, what the concept of race is, and more importantly, how people of all different backgrounds can get along in the school site.
Give me a very concrete example of something that you have in the exhibit. Describe to us one thing.
We have a wheel, color wheel, and we ask students to find their color on the color wheel. And this is a place where we talk about the history of skin color and why people have different skin color. And it has a lot to do with how humans migrated out of Africa over the, you know, past 20,000, 50,000 years. Anyway, they find themselves, and then they look at ranges of people from around the world who look like them. And it's a big aha moment.
Do you think that we're at a moment where there are some changes going on about the way that we view race? I mean, obviously, on our show, we talk a lot about race, both in the social issues, the legal issues, and people's perceptions. Do you think we're having a culture shift at this moment?
I do. And there was a series that was done on PBS. I can't remember which reporter. I think it was Andrea Mitchell, I'm not sure, where she did a lot of interviews with Generation Next. And these are the young people in our society who are just going into high school And these are young people who have totally different ideas about race than we do and how they can get along with each other. But what was missing was concrete information, science and history and an understanding of social structure so that they could have these conversations. So part of what I'm excited about is this is a project that gives young people who are already thinking about bridging gaps and already thinking about bridging divides of culture and race to have tools to talk about this in ways that our generation did not.
Yolanda, thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Yolanda Moses is on the advisory board of a project called Race, Are We So Different? She's also vice provost for diversity and conflict resolution at the University of California at Riverside. We'll be right back.